It is a Friday morning, which is when we hear from our program StoryCorps, which is traveling the country, recording Americans as they share stories about their lives. Today we're going to hear how a teenage boy fell in love with books. Ollie Neal grew up in Arkansas during the 50s. Didn't care much for high school, and one day he cut class and wandered to the library. We're going to hear now as he tells his daughter what happened when he stumbled onto a book written by African-American author Frank Yerby.
I was a rather troubled high school senior at the time, about 16 years old, and I spotted this book that looked rather risque, called The Treasure of Pleasant Valley. On the cover was a drawing of a woman who appeared to be wearing something that was basically see-through, but the symbolism was really great for me at that age of 16. And then I realized if I read the book, two of my classmates, girls, were volunteering in the library. And if they saw me taking out a book, they'd tell the boys. And then my reputation would be down because I was reading books. And I wanted them to know that all I could do is fight and cuss. And so finally it come to me, just steal a book. And so when I finished the book in about a week or two, I brought it back. Right. And when I put it back, that was another book by Frank Yerby. So I thought maybe I'll read that too. So I took it under my jacket and later I brought it back, and that was another book by Frank Yerby. So I took it, and I think that semester I read four books by Frank Yerby, and several years, 13 to be exact, we were at a gathering at my high school for my class reunion, and the teacher who had been the librarian, Mrs. Mildred Grady, was there. She told me that she saw me take that book when I first took it. She said, her first thought was to go over and tell him, boy, you don't have to steal a book. You can check them out. They're free. And then she realized what my situation was, and I could not let anybody know I was reading. So she said that she decided that if a old boy would read a book, she and Mrs. Saunders would drive to Memphis and find another one for me to read, and they would put it in the exact same place where the one I had taken was. And every time I took one out, they headed to Memphis to find another one. Now, you got to understand that this was not an easy matter then, because this is 1957 and 58. And black authors were not especially available, number one. And number two, Frank Yerby was not such a widely known author. And number three, they had to drive all the way to Memphis to find it. And I credit Mrs. Grady for getting me in the habit of enjoying reading so that I was able to go to law school and survive. Mm-hmm. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The story of Ollie Neal, who is now Judge Ollie Neal. He sat down with his daughter, Karama, in Little Rock, Arkansas. You can hear another story from StoryCorps about how a librarian got her start as a child who loved comic books by visiting our website later today at npr.org. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.